Now, even before the budget, the Australian Council of Social Service had been calling for an end to a tax on people who are unemployed by releasing a short social security snapshot, dispelling the myth that Australia has a welfare blowout and unemployed people are the cause of it. We're joined now in the studio by Cassandra Goldie, the CEO of ACOS. Now, Cassandra, as we've been hearing from Naomi, the $13.5 billion worth of zombie cuts to welfare from 2014 are gone, and in their place about $1.5 billion of cuts in this budget. Is that something you can live with?
Well, look, of course, we are very pleased that those zombie measures have been finally put to bed, and you know, packages like what we've got in housing affordability, there's many parts of that we welcome, and we welcome the fact that the government has said we do have a revenue problem and we've raised a bit of revenue and an increase to the Medicare levy to fund the NDIS. But we are bitterly disappointed that in this budget tonight we've got these kinds of measures that Naomi just went through, which are all really about sending a message to say, look, you know, if you're on Social Security, we know we've got problems with drug users, you know, people who are lazy, we've got to get tougher and tougher on them. Now, who are they speaking to? Because they're not listening to the, you know, the people out there overwhelmingly. Look, long-term unemployment has tripled since the global financial crisis. It is really tough for people. $38 a day if you're on the New Start, now called Job Seeker Payment. And instead, we've got this, we're going to crack down on you even further. And they're big savings in here. $200 million a year to be, you know, which will be about people not having any income for significant periods of time. We've got a really tough compliance system already. And I think this is an example of where the government feels like it's still got to look really tough and nasty. And we were hoping the government would say, actually, we get it. We've got a jobs problem in Australia. We've got to get behind you and, you know, do more investment on that front. Instead, we've got this kind of, you know, what kind of, who are they whistling to?
What about the drug testing? Do you have a problem with that?
Absolutely. I mean, these are random drug tests. You know, so you're a Social Security recipient. Oh, well, we're just going to call you in and test you for drugs. I mean, people already, there is a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of shame associated with getting Social Security in Australia. There's a lot of shame of not having a job. And now we're going to shame you even further by dragging you in, you know, no notice, we don't know, we haven't seen the detail of it, but these are random approaches. And the government's got plenty of money to, again, extend income management, you know, evaluations, it's not really working, work for the dole, plenty of money there. So this is what we see in the Social Security area. They haven't dealt with the big problems, the inadequacy of the payments. Instead, they've gone down this kind of path again of demonising and blaming.
The Treasurer is saying that he will restrict payments growth to 2%, and he talks about welfare being a large driver of recurrent debt. What would that mean in reality for people on welfare?
Well, the government talks about welfare, one word. What they don't say is that the payments for people who are unemployed is just 7% of the overall welfare budget. You know, over 40% of it is the age pension. That's the area of real growth. And yes, we know we've got to look at superannuation. You know, again, we've got an example where the government's allowing people to sell off their home and put $300,000, bank it into your super fund, you know, as part of their housing affordability package. We wouldn't have supported that. So our point is this. We have to stop continuing to say, if you're an unemployed person, you're the big problem with the budget. It's your fault that we've got a debt problem. It's not accurate. We have a jobs problem. We are part of a global economy. Inequality is its highest since the 1950s. And I think the public, if it's not you that doesn't have a job, you know somebody who is in that position. And we're very disappointed that the government keeps going back to this sort of message around Social Security.
Cassandra Goldie, CEO of ACOS, thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you.